A ray of sunshine burst through the clouds and illuminated the Memorial Cross in Crescent Park, bringing some joy to a somber event that celebrated the life of Queen Elizabeth II. Members of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 59, ANAVETS, 15 Wing Air Base, Moose Jaw Police Service, municipal dignitaries, and residents gathered in the downtown park on September 19 for a ceremony to honor Her Majesty, whose funeral was held in London, England at 4 a.m. Saskatchewan time. Queen Elizabeth II died on September 8, ending her historic 70-year reign as head of state for Canada and head of the worldwide Commonwealth. Members of the Legion Colour Party marched into the park at the start of the ceremony and formed a crescent shape facing the cross. After welcoming remarks by Padre Reverend Doug Shepherd, members of the Legion and military snapped to attention as "O Canada" burst through the speakers. Almost as soon as that happened, the rain stopped and the sun shone through the clouds, slowly dissipating the overcast conditions. After a moment of silence, the last post filled the air while Legionnaire Alex Cameron slowly lowered a Canadian flag attached to a flagpole. A bagpiper played a lament, followed by the reveille and the raising of the flag. Shepherd then read a stanza from a poem by Lawrence Binyon, "They shall grow not old," followed by a passage from the Gospel of John in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth and the life," and then a prayer. O God, from whom comes everything that is upright and true, accept our thanks for the gifts of heart and mind that you gave your servant Elizabeth, gifts she showered upon us, the padre said. We ask you, Lord, to deal graciously with those who mourn, especially members of the royal family, that casting every care on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Shepherd also prayed for King Charles III and everyone who governs, that God would give them health, strength, wisdom and courage to do their best to serve all people and the Lord. Following the prayer, two members of the Legion Executive brought forward a wreath with a ribbon on it featuring the name, Elizabeth II. They placed it on the base of the Memorial Cross, saluted, and returned to their spots. Legion President Roy LeBuick took the microphone and spoke about how the day of mourning was meant to honor the life of Queen Elizabeth II. Her service to the Commonwealth and Canada began before she became our Queen. Upon ascending the throne, she promised to dedicate her life to service. For 70 years, she has kept that promise with grace and dignity, LeBuick said. Her steadfast devotion to others has set an example for all of us. Her Majesty was a veteran of the Second World War and worked as a mechanic in England, while she later developed a strong bond with the Canadian Forces as its Commander-in-Chief and with the Royal Canadian Legion, he continued. Under her reign, the Legion added the title of Royal to its name in 1961. At each Legion gathering, we, also, renew our allegiance to the Crown and affirm our intention to continue, added LeBuick. After a closing prayer by Padre Shepherd, the crowd sang, God Save the King. The colour party then marched off, allowing those in attendance to place their poppies on the wreath before quietly departing. The remaining grey clouds also departed quickly, revealing a clear blue sky and bright yellow sun.